episode 32. Thank you for your feedback. Welcome to Pole Data Soulmate Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Aunt Triana E. Stone, the love advocate, where everything is always about you, internally and externally. Be sure to tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episode. And don't forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll be narrating from the book, Pole Data Soulmate, Esther's Story. And our sponsor, Get More in Life Coaching, will give away 3 signed copies to the first 3 listeners that comment on this week's episode. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com for details. Thanks for listening. Esther was unsure if Valerie was going to meet her at the hospital. She understood Valerie's hesitation. When she reached the patient information center, she was surprised to find Valerie, who greeted her with a big hug and thanked her for listening earlier. Esther was the only person she'd shared her experiences with. Vashti was in the ICU. Only one visitor was allowed at a time. The curtains were drawn, and the doctors were in and out of the room. Esther and Valerie were told to wait a while before they were allowed to go see Vashti. They'd been warned that she was bruised up pretty bad and going in and out of consciousness. She'd repeatedly asked for Paul. The ICU nurse asked the women if either of them knew Paul, but Esther and Valerie both replied that they hadn't. She'd gone on to ask if Vashti had any relatives nearby, but if she did, neither woman knew of them. Esther went in to see Vashti first. Although the nurse had forewarned her, she was still surprised by Vashti's appearance. The person lying before her didn't look anything like the beautiful, perpetually dolled-up Vashti, whose walk turned heads. Machines beeped and whooshed, maintaining the steady rhythm of Vashti's life. Blue and green bruises shadowed her face. Her eyes were swollen shut. Her head bandaged, and her neck was supported by a brace. She even had a small cast repairing the damage to her nose. Oh my God! Her hand hovered over mouth in alarm. Oh, Vashti! Would she be okay? God, why did this happen to her? Esther left the room. She couldn't help Vashti right now, and it was hard to see her friend so damaged. On the way out, she heard a weak voice whisper, "Paul." "Where the hell is Paul?" Esther demanded, nearly screaming as she left Vashti's room and headed for the nurse's station. "Where the hell is Paul?" The nurse told Valerie and Esther that they were the only visitors Vashti had had since she'd come in. Esther wanted to know more about her condition, but the nurse could only give specifics to her closest relatives. The closest relative Esther and Valerie could think of was John, and he was now her ex-husband. Neither were sure if that would qualify. "Valerie, do you still have John's number?" Esther turned towards her as she spoke. "Yes, but I'm not calling him." She dug her phone out of her purse, holding it out. "Now is not the time for that. Give it to me. I'll do it." She took the phone and turned away from Valerie as she scrolled through to her contacts, shaking her head at Valerie's stubbornness. "He's not next of kin. Who made you the executor of the estate? That is for the hospital to figure out, not you. Right now, we're the only people she's got. And if this is the only way we're going to get any information out of her nurse, then this is what we're going to do. She finally found John's number. When Esther called, someone else answered and said that John was in hospice, not doing well. Esther nearly dropped the phone and slumped down into a nearby chair. As she gathered her thoughts, she asked the person on the line if John was going to be okay. She learned that John was in his final stage of passing, and the person on the phone wasn't sure if he'd make it till morning. The person on the other end asked who was calling, and Esther gave them her name before thanking them and ending the call. She felt terrible. She wished she hadn't called. John was dying, and Vashti was in poor condition. And where was Paul? Before leaving the hospital, Esther asked the nurse if she would call her when Vashti wasn't so sedated. She said she'd call from time to time to check in on her. But until Vashti was more coherent, she knew she'd learned little of her condition. Esther and Valerie went their separate ways. Valerie asked when the next nature walk would be, but Esther wasn't sure. She told her she'd let her know. She'd need to check with Elizabeth. Everything seemed to be so complicated at that moment. Esther couldn't put her life on hold because someone else's had taken a detour. She'd been there once, not again. The best she could do was pray for her friends. And she asked God to give her understanding. Esther made her way and headed over to New York on the A train. She still needed to shop for her party dress, and it would be a good distraction from the day's events. She was ready to evolve, and she had a birthday to celebrate. The train was filled to capacity. Esther was able to squeeze into a nearby seat that no one seemed to want to occupy. After sitting, she understood why. The person she sat next to reeked of alcohol and other unidentifiable odors. It didn't bother her. She hoped the fumes would work as a proxy for an actual drink. Esther had to admit, the thought was disgusting, even if it was true. She peeked from the corner of her eye at the man and found him looking at her as well. He was unkempt, though his shoes didn't look worn. The coat he wore seemed to be made of good fabric. He really only needed to shave and shower. "Hello," Esther greeted him. He didn't say a word. Esther said a silent prayer for the man. "God, please help this person I'm sitting next to. He's obviously going through something that only you can heal him from. After you deliver him, also deliver me, Valerie, Elizabeth, Rachel, and in the name of Jesus, thank you for healing Vashti and delivering Paul. Amen." When you can't do anything else, pray. After Esther silently prayed, the man sitting next to her finally spoke up. "Thank you for your prayers." Esther jumped at his unexpected words. She turned to him. "How did you know I was praying?" The man smiled. "God informed me there would be a seat no one else would take except the one person I'd give it to, and that they would pray for me, and I would be healed from my depression. He also told me that she would become my wife." Esther sat back in silence, her posture stiff. She didn't know what to say. She couldn't rebuke what he said. It was as though her mouth had been sealed. Ironically, the man she prayed for shortly exited the A-train at the next stop. As she stared after him, she watched as he left the train several stops before hers. Wow, who is the man on the A-train? Will he be Esther's future husband? And will Esther find a dress for her birthday? And where in the hell is Paul? Stay tuned for the next episode that takes place in the heart of Manhattan at the Women on Notice Boutique. With a big heart of gratitude, thanks for listening. And don't forget to invite a friend to listen to our latest episode weekly on Wednesday. And always seek peace, joy, and love.